Something for the weekend. It's Trina Mara here and back on the phone, Michelle Visage. Morning, Michelle. How are you?
Hi, Trina. I'm good. How are you, love?
I'm great and delighted to have you back. We were speaking last year when you were on Ireland's Got Talent and I did say to you, will you be back? And you said, absolutely, if they asked me. And here you are.
Here I am and I'll be back again next year. Whatever they want, I'm there. I love your country.
So, Michelle, first of all, the show's going great so far. But there's something I think we're all learning about the show, and that is you have to be completely comfortable with your act when you go on a show like this. Isn't that kind of the main bit?
Yeah, well, I mean, nerves do take over. And as you've seen with some of the acts, that's okay because nerves mean you care. But at the end of the day, you have to be able to get them in control or else they will spiral you out of control. So confidence is key, but, you know, working through the nerves is another. And I think that comes with practice and time.
When you started off, though, in the business, Michelle, did you ever suffer with nerves or did you ever kind of freak out right before filming or anything?
All the time. I don't do it so much with filming, but I do it a lot with live performance. And I think it's something, you know, Sammy Davis Jr. means when you stop getting nervous, that's when you should quit. So, you know, I think at the end of the day, that's what happens. When I just did the Jamie show on the West End, I was so nervous my opening night, but you use those nerves to propel you. But yeah, I think nerves are normal. It's all part of performing.
How do you get over them? How do you control them so that it doesn't affect your performance?
You can't control them so it doesn't affect your performance. What you can do is learn how to work with them. You use them to make you better, to make you stronger, to make you funnier. Use the adrenaline. It's like when you have your coffee in the morning, you use that to get you through the day. So use the nerves to get you through the performance. The minute I start singing, like the first four bars, that's when the nerves start to go away. It's the initial, what's going to happen when I open my mouth or what's going to happen when I take that first step in the dance, whatever it is. But as soon as you get into it, that all melts away.
Now, we met Sharon Ward, the very proud Irish traveller, lovely, lovely girl. And as she put it herself, the perfect example of somebody who may have sang the wrong song initially on the show. And then Louis stopped her and asked her to try another song, which she did. And she did Finn Mar Fury and sounded absolutely incredible, wowing the audience. It's something that, you know, when we were saying about being comfortable with your act, picking the right song if you're going to sing on a show like this is really important as well.
Oh, absolutely. But a lot of us in our heads aren't that skilled, especially when starting. We don't know what the right song is. We think every song is the right song. So, of course, you know, we're going to sing it and think I sound great. And then if somebody who knows, who's been around for a while, who's, you know, experienced, says that's the wrong song, try this. And then we hear the real genius. Then sometimes, you know, it's best to leave it up to the professionals. That's all.
And Louis is a professional. He knows what he's talking about.
He does, yeah, absolutely.
Now, she's now in the final. Is she the winner, perhaps?
Sharon Ward, she possibly can be, yeah. It's not up to us. It's up to you guys. You guys need to vote. Yeah. I mean, she's up against some massive dance troops. And we saw last year, you know, that there is power in numbers. So for me to do this interview, I'd like to say, please, to the people, make an appeal, vote for who you think is best, who you think is best, not who comes from your city, not who comes from your area, just vote for who you think is best.
Yeah. Now, we also saw the Elvis impersonator, Barry D'Arcy, who is from Castlemartyr in Cork, and he got the golden buzzer from Louis. Now, he had an amazing story, the fact that he had previously been paralysed from the waist down as a result of a herniated disc in his back and it crushed the nerves. I mean, that was just literally getting out of bed one morning. The fact that he had a 50-50 chance of ever walking again and he went out onto that stage and wowed you.
Yeah.
I mean, all of these contestants have an amazing story, don't they, to tell as well? They've got great courage to go on a stage and audition.
Well, yeah, that's part of it. I think anybody who takes that stage, whether they were paralyzed or not, has great courage to get up and do that because it's not an easy thing. You're standing up there and your soul is bared to be judged, possibly get a red X, possibly get a golden buzzer, who knows, but you're bearing it all for the world to see. So every single person, every one of them, even the ones that are just fun and doing that crazy stuff, and you know it's going to get an X or be bad, they all have amazing confidence and nerves.
I love the fact on this show, Michelle, as well, it's kind of for people of all ages. You're never over the hill for Ireland's Got Talent, but the younger ones always amaze me. There was one girl who was on, you were asking her where was she from. She had this American accent, and I think that's the Irish kids have American accents from watching YouTube, don't they?
It's really funny, isn't it? Like, I don't expect the little ones to be kind of have a watered down accent. It's literally like, where are you from? They're like, oh, Dublin. It's like, what?
I know.
But yeah, they watch so much American influence that it's really interesting. And It makes me sad in a way, to be honest, because I want them to preserve the beauty of the Irish accent, and even more so, I'll take a step further, in a gorgeous Irish language. So
I want our listeners to have a quick listen to this. Now, this is, okay, I'm not going to even say who it is, but have a listen to this audition.
No,
okay, and I'm now gone all goose pimply. I don't know about you, Michelle. That was fabulous. 14-year-old Yvetta.
She had the voice of an angel, of an older angel. You know, I think that's what wowed me. Not only did she sound great, because a lot of people can sound great, but the fact that it's coming out of a 14-year-old body and she's singing that with such passion and such knowledge. And how could she possibly know? She's an old soul, that Yvetta, and boy, can she sing. I can't wait to see what she's going to do on Saturday.
Yeah, she was your golden buzzer. Do you think she's going to do it?
She absolutely could do it. You know, again, you have one person versus all these huge dance groups and other groups that, you know, it's hard to get the people to vote. So please vote for who you think.
I know. I know exactly what you're saying, Michelle.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, listen, you get all the moms out there that are voting for their kids, which of course they should do. Just by numbers alone, it's not easy to be, you know, solo up there. It's tough, but I'm not worried about her because she has got a huge future ahead of her. She is a powerhouse of a vocal talent.
The prize money, 50 grand. I mean, this can make a real difference to people's lives as well. So I'm totally behind you, Michelle, when you say vote for the people you think are deserving. Tell me about your health. How's your health doing? I believe you had some surgery recently to have your implants removed.
I have, and it's getting better every day. It was the best decision I ever made, and I can't wait for the documentary to come out. So All women can know that they are not crazy, that, you know, all the illnesses that they've been battling, if they have breast implants and doctors can't figure out what it is, or they tell them it's Lyme disease, or they tell them it's their thyroid, it's actually possibly their breast implants. So they're not alone. I'm with them. And if I have to be the voice of hundreds of thousands of women, then that's my job, and that's what I'm here to do.
Yeah. How long ago did you get them, though, Michelle?
30 years ago. I've had three different sets over 30 years, and the last set was about 16 years before I had them removed. But my first set I got 30 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. And you reckon it's been affecting your health? And in what way has it affected your health?
No, I don't reckon. It's a fact. I absolutely wouldn't have had the struggles that I have now if it weren't for them. You know, thyroid disease, fatigue, all sorts of awful things that go hand in hand with it.
Wow. Well, what is the documentary and when can we see that?
It's about breast implant illness and it'll be out probably within the next 6 to 8 months.
Okay, we'll keep an eye out for that. Listen, Michelle, lovely to talk to you again and the best of luck. I don't know who to even put my money on if the goosebumps came out when Yvetta sang, so I think she's possibly my favourite at the moment.
Well, thanks.
Welcome back to Ireland. How's RuPaul?
Great, babe.
We had a great chat the last time about RuPaul. Thanks so much, Anna. Enjoy the weekend, Michelle. Cheers.
Thanks, Trina.
This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.